This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Law enforcement authorities say a shooter is dead after opening fire and killing three people today at the U.S. Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. AP correspondent Matt Small has details.
The identities of the deceased and the motive for the shooting remain unknown. At least 11 people have been transported to area hospitals. The base, which employs 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, is home to the Blue Angels flight demonstration team and includes the National Naval Aviation Museum. The complex remains on lockdown. I'm Matt Small.
For only the fourth time in American history, a president must confront the threat of impeachment and, though remote, the possibility of removal from office. But the White House, publicly at least, says it is ready for a U.S. Senate trial. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Both the White House and the Trump re-election campaign publicly acknowledge for the first time the president is likely to be impeached in the House. He tweeted yesterday, "Do it now, fast," looking ahead to a friendlier venue, a trial in the GOP-led Senate. He and aides even see a potential political upside, a chance to turn the tables on Senate Democrats, including several running for the nomination. Associates say the president's eager to cheer on the chaos, and while his campaign's touting impeachment as the biggest motivator for donors and volunteers, a trial does carry risk, including the possibility GOP senators could break with him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. State Department Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, says Iranian forces may have killed more than 1,000 people in response to protests sparked by the government's sudden and dramatic increase in fuel prices last month. Along with the fatalities, Hook claims Iranian forces have wounded thousands and detained at least 7,000. He describes the situation as Iran's worst political crisis since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. China says it will now require American diplomats to give 5 days' notice before holding certain types of meetings in retaliation for a similar restriction by the United States. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
A Chinese foreign ministry official says the rule is a direct response to Washington's October move to require all Chinese diplomats to pre-register for meetings with officials as well as visits to educational and research institutions. The official says the U.S. should correct its mistakes, revoke the relevant decision, and provide support and convenience for Chinese diplomatic and consular staff in the U.S. to perform their duty. The tit-for-tat restrictions come amid a trade war between the world's two largest economies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
He may be buffeted by news on the impeachment front, but President Trump got some good news today with the latest U.S. economic numbers. Here's AP's Mike Hampen.
The Labor Department says employers added 266,000 jobs in November, the highest level since January. The unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%, matching a 50-year low, and wages increased 3% compared to a year earlier. The job gains are contrary to the widespread belief that the low jobless rate has made it hard for businesses to find workers. Persistent hiring should allow consumers to keep spending, a key component of economic growth. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A meeting of United Nations agency heads and non-governmental organizations in Cameroon this week discussed the need to rebuild towns and villages scarred by the country's separatist war. In Yaoundé, Prime Minister Joseph Dion Ngute is asking the international community for help.
The label of Cameroon being a peace-loving and stable country has been destroyed. And Cameroonians of all walks of life, from all the four corners of the country, think that it is time for us to regain that status which we once had as a peaceful country, a country to which other people came for refuge, a country that received people rather than sent out people.
Fighting between government security forces and the Taliban in northern Afghanistan is said to have taken nearly 24 lives on both sides. The pre-dawn combat in Kunduz province apparently erupted after insurgents assailed several Afghan police outposts. A provincial police spokesman told VOA the clashes left at least 9 security personnel, including a local commander, dead and several others wounded. The Taliban claimed the raid killed 14 on the government side and said its forces overran the security positions. All of this as the U.S. prepares to relaunch peace talks with the Taliban. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.